Now we have got an audio postcard that producer Willis Ryder Arnold has put together from last night's inauguration of Governor Janet Mills. If you weren't there, weren't able to watch, here's a listen to what happened last evening, beginning with the legislature's invitation to the legislative convention.
Mr. Chairman, we have delivered the message with which we were charged and are pleased to report that the governor-elect will attend forthwith.
Make way! Make way!
Say, can you see by the dawn's early light?
We'll now have the invocation by the Reverend Kenneth Lewis.
I rise and stand before this august body offer prayer on the cusp of the bicentennial of Maine statehood, the dawning of this historic inauguration of Janet T. Mills, the first woman elected governor in Maine's 199-year history of statehood.
Ambassador Molly and Dana.
I do have great hope for continued efforts to reach common ground and attempt to mend the bonds between the indigenous nations of Maine and the governing entities. This will take time, not an easy fix.
And Rabbi Eric Ash.
We recite this prayer tonight for the first day of a new administration, a new day for the state of Maine, and a historic first for women. Baruch Ata Adonai Eloheinu Melech Haolam. Praise
Wesley McNair, former poet laureate.
Let us sing a song for the unsung, for the Maine muskrat, whose name misunderstands the beauty of its sleek tail and its small, delicate ears.
This girl is on fire.
The duties incumbent on me as governor of the state of Maine. Wait.
According to the Constitution and the laws of the state.
According to the Constitution and the laws of the state.
So help me God.
So help me God.
Matthew Dunlap will come forward and read the proclamation.
That Janet Trafton Mills is governor and commander-in-chief of the state of Maine.
It's hard for me to top the Secretary of State, but it is my true honor and privilege to present the honorable governor of the great state of Maine, Janet Trafton Mills.
Some of the sounds from last night's inauguration of Janet Mills as the 75th governor of Maine. By the way, doing the introductions there, the master of ceremonies for most of the evening was State Senator Troy Jackson, the new state Senate president.